one song that we really do not dare to omit is number 130, Silent Night, with the very familiar Christmas hymns. Finish this without allowing ourselves to, if possible, do some of the signing that I think we're familiar with for Silent Night. Now let's observe Reuben, and I know he'll just help us to do the Silent Night, Holy Night. Silent Night. Silent Night. Holy Night. Okay, once again. Silent Night. Holy Night. Should Fern and Paul stand up with you? Anyone else from that group? Now, we're going to go back and sing verse 1 as the concluding verse because I think some of us are familiar with the signs. I know some of us can do it. So let's look at Paul and Fern. If you can have your book, well, you know it by heart. We can just put the book down. All right? Was when we came to glory stream from heaven above. Doesn't that, Reuben, how is that? That's glory stream from heaven above. Just could hardly help from making that sign because I always see Reuben do it. Now, we're going to sing Away in a Manger, 472. We're going to close with Joy to the World. Thank you, Fern. Paul. Now, this is one that especially the children can shine in. Let's hear your children's voices. All of us, of course, but especially the children. It's a high note. Number 122, 122, Joy to the World. We're going to stand, please, to sing this last one.
Thank you. I've been asked to announce the Choraleers for Wednesday evening at 7:30. You're all invited for an evening of music and joy. Now, after the benediction, you may proceed to the basement for cookie bazaar. Buffet. Cookie buffet. So shall we pray? Lord God, our hearts have been elevated in praise and worship, and we thank you for this opportunity to do it this way. Now we pray that you will go with us, give us peace and hope. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. and better than you, but even we don't ring all the time.
Bah, humbug, you. Be quiet. Only a dumbbell rings when she's not supposed to.
Oh, come on, Grumpy. That wasn't very nice.
I beg your pardon, beautiful bell. Hey, would you kindly cease that infernal noise? Bah, humbug, I hate being nice. My name is Grumpy Bell. I'm sure that you can tell. I always see what's wrong. I never have a song. My name is Grumpy Bell.
My name is Grumpy Bell.
I'm sure that you can tell. It's very plain to see. I'm nasty as can be. My name is Grumpy Bell.
His name is Grumpy Bell.
My name is Grumpy Bell. I'm sure that you can tell. They know all over town. I always wear a frown. My name is Grumpy Bell.
His name is Grumpy Bell. I'm sure that you can tell. They know all over town. He always wears a frown. His name is Grumpy Bell.
My name is Grumpy Bell. Yes, my name is Grumpy Bell.
Oh, don't you know you never get anywhere that way? I do wonder why she keeps ringing them. She's really kind of ugly, isn't she? She is a nice little polished voice, isn't it, Horse? Not that everyone can have a voice like mine, but you know what I mean.
Beautiful Belle is always shining her own badge. Oops, I mean Belle off, isn't she?
Well, if you want my opinion, she admits to be a bit crap. That's of course if you want my opinion.
Bah, humbug, we don't want your opinion, beautiful.
Did you ever notice that although she rings all the time and never seems to go out of tune?
Ugh, don't remind me, Big Bell. I need a tune every day of my life.
I think we should find out why she keeps ringing. There must be a secret as to why she's so happy and always in tune. Just leave it up to me, Belle. I'll find out. Oh, little bell, you lovely little bell. Why do you ring all the time?
Yes, why are you so happy?
Yeah, and why aren't you glad of tuning, you little tinker?
And you look so different from us.
Oh, I'm sorry I bothered you. I didn't know I shouldn't be ringing. I thought that's what a bell was supposed to do.
Bell is made
You know, when you're a happy bell, it's awful hard to stop ringing.
Bah, humbug, what's there for a bell to be happy about?
Oh, I'll be glad to tell you. I'm sure you've been wondering why I look and sound so different from you. Well, I am different. I'm not a choir bell at all.
See? See? She's not a normal bell. And I say bah, bah, humbug.
Oh, Grumpy, be quiet. You and your bah. You have bahs in your belfry.
Go on. Go on, little bell. I just love good stories, but don't make them too long. You know I need my beauty rest. Well, many years ago, I was tied around the neck of a little lamb.
Bah! An animal bell! Bah!
One cold night, we were out in the hills with the shepherds, when all of a sudden, a bright light came shimmering down from the heavens. When I looked up, I saw a whole sky full of angels, and their beautiful singing was such as I've never heard before.
Bye.
quickly, the shepherds reached down and picked us up and started off walking. I didn't know where we were going at first, but I heard the shepherds say we were going to a king.
A king?
Bah humbug, she doesn't mean a real live king.
Tell us about the king, Little Bell. Soon we were in the city. I thought surely we would be near a palace. Suddenly, we stopped. Something was wrong. Something was very, very wrong. We couldn't be in a palace. At least it didn't smell like a palace. Ooh! I peeped out from the little lamb's neck, and there we were in a barn.
A barn?
I was so disappointed, I thought I'd never ring again. But then the shepherds put us down, and slowly our eyes got accustomed to the darkness. Then you'll never guess what I saw.
What did you see, Little Bell?
Mary was wondering, Joseph was wondering just how this thing could be. That now their God in love had sent from up above his own dear son for you. God's own plan. Mary was wondering how this thing could be. Joseph was wondering how this thing could be.
But who was the baby little bell?
I wasn't sure at first, but suddenly I knew. He was the king that God had promised. Someday would grow up and die for the sins of the world. But then he would live again and become the king forever. It didn't matter any longer how I looked or how I sounded. I just wanted to ring. So I rang and rang.
Beginning to understand, little bell. That's why you ring all the time. Now I think even I have reason to ring.
Me too, little bell.
Me too.
Bass, I can't even get it. Down, and tenor, tenors. You give us three or four rooms. Are you ready? Got the pitch? Room, 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 room. Let's have louder. Room, room, room. Women, come, they told me. Come, they told me. Our newborn king to see. Our newborn king to see. Our finest gifts we bring.
Our finest gifts we bring.
To lay before the king.
To lay before the king.
So to honor him.
So to honor him.
When we come.
When we come.
Keep going, men. Baby Yesu.
Baby Yesu.
I am a poor boy too.
I am a
gift to bring.
I have no gift to bring.
That's fit to give our king.
That's fit to give our king.
Shall I play for you?
Shall I? On my drum.
Rum, 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 not it? The ox and lamb kept time.
The ox and lamb kept time.
I played my drum for him.
I played my drum for him.
I played my best for him.
I played my best for him.
Then he smiled at me. Drum.
Me and my drum.
Okay, thank you.
Let me go back.
Thank you.
And the last section is going to be a more, at least the very familiar carols. Now don't let that allow your tones to drop. Let's keep it right going in the way it's going before. And your voices, I think it's a marvelous choir. However, let us sing first number 127. Angels We Have Heard on High.